Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to take a spending pause. Choosing not to spend money on anything that isn't absolutely necessary for a little while can offer a good reset and remind us of what we really care about. So I experienced an inadvertent spending pause a few weeks ago due to some credit card issues. I've long had just one card because I like to keep life simple, but when the number was compromised, it then took a while to be issued a new card, which the credit card company then put another hold on a couple days later. This took multiple calls to customer service to sort out, and meanwhile, I was shut out from the modern digital economy. This was going on during all the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, which meant that shopping was a challenge. So I pretty much sat the sales out. If an email from a merchant interested me, I made a note of it. And in one case, I had my husband purchase something because our daughter had requested it as a Christmas present. And I knew that retailer almost never had sales. But it turns out that most stores that have Black Friday sales have other sales. And if you buy something you wouldn't have bought, you're negating almost all the discounts you're getting on things that you would have bought anyway. Now, I was not happy about my forced pause, but I also realized that a chosen spending pause might not necessarily be a bad thing. It is very easy to spend money online. And even if the dollar figures themselves aren't that much in the grand scheme of things, it's easy to wind up with stuff that you don't desperately need or even desperately want. Making spending a little harder can increase the chances that you wind up with stuff that is well thought through. So if you are looking for a way to change things up in the new year, consider if you might make spending a little harder. One obvious way to do that is to not save your credit card or shipping information anywhere, except for, say, online groceries. You do need to eat, so no need to make that take longer than necessary. But by forcing yourself to re-enter the card number and your address, you build in some time between wanting something and actually getting it. You might also put your cards somewhere mildly inconvenient, particularly if you're working from home. If you don't have your numbers memorized and you have to tromp up to your bedroom from your desk to grab a card, this can minimize impulse purchases too. Or you can commit to an actual pause for a few days. Buy your groceries, put gas in your car, and then challenge yourself not to buy anything until your specified date. Now, this doesn't always work. I, for one, am not going to refuse to sign my kids up for something they want to do, or if we run out of diapers, there's no real good way of making do. So sometimes you do have to take a pause from the spending pause. But again, it's not about not spending any money. Money is great. It's a tool to build the life you want. Instead, this is about making sure that money is spent mindfully and on things that we do want or need. I took Black Friday and Cyber Monday to think through what I wanted to get my family members for Christmas. And once I finally had a functioning credit card again, I was able to efficiently make my purchases without a lot of second guessing. That felt like a win. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's BE, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.